This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Now for some sunscreen advice. Skin cancer remains the most commonly diagnosed cancer in the U.S., so soaking up those rays comes with some serious risks. Dr. Janine Downey is a board-certified dermatologist and director of Image Dermatology in New Jersey. She has some advice on what kind of sunscreen to buy.
You need to wear an SPF of 30 or above. And an SPF of 30 gives you about 97% protection from the sun's rays. And then an SPF of 45 gives you about 98% protection from the sun's rays. And after that, it all kind of starts to level out. So you don't necessarily need an SPF of 100.
Andrea Gibson, a celebrated poet and performance artist who explored gender identity, politics, and their four-year battle with terminal ovarian cancer, died Monday at age 49. Gibson's death was announced on social media by their wife, Megan Fawley. Gibson and Fawley are the main subjects of the documentary Come See Me in the Good Light, scheduled to air this fall on Apple TV+. This is ABC News. A nightmarish discovery at a store in Victorville, California.
Deputies in San Bernardino County were called to an AM-PM convenience store on Sunday after someone reported finding a teddy bear made out of human skin. Where the fur of a teddy bear would be, that was human skin, according to the report. The coroner's office took it over, but now an artist in South Carolina says no need for concern that he made what's called a human skin teddy bear and that skin is actually latex. His company specializes in horror special effects and haunted attractions. He shipped a bear to a customer in Victorville last week, and it somehow got placed at that convenience store. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Starbucks is requiring some remote workers to come into work at its headquarters. In a letter posted to employees Monday, Chairman and CEO Brian Nichols said corporate employees will need to be in the office 4 days a week, and corporate people leaders must be based in either Seattle or Toronto within 12 months. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have wrapped up their picks in the Major League Baseball draft. Milwaukee adding 22 new players to the organization, 8 position players, and 14 pitchers. The All-Star game is tonight in Atlanta. The Brewers' Freddy Peralta there along with closer Trevor McGill.
I'm pretty fired up, that's for damn sure. Just happy to be around this clubhouse, you know, and great group of guys to enjoy this with, that's for damn sure.
I asked rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski what was his favorite All-Star game to watch growing up. The Miz says it was the one he saw in person back in 2012 in his hometown at the age of 10.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the one in Kansas City. What, that would have been 12? 12, there you go. I remember going to that and seeing that, and I thought it was the coolest thing that all the big stars were in one place. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight, light south winds. There could be some areas of fog forming. Lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, morning fog, then sunshine, highs in the upper 80s, a south breeze of 5 to 10. Tuesday night, mostly clear, storms Wednesday. Right now, it's 70.
Jay Mattinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin is going to be doing things to welcome more movie making here. Nathan Demming joins us. Don't miss it.
Mattinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Thank you for being here. I am thrilled tonight to be back on the air. It is finally Monday. We get to do this again. Folks, we get to talk about all the things that bring us together. There's nothing dividing about what we talk about here on Nightlight. There's no politics. Once in a while, I get, Conrad, once in a while, I get political. And I rip on the Whig Party or the Federalists. But by and large, this is not a political show. We talk about all the things that make us happy.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time you went political on the show.
I do slip up once in a great while. Something just irks me and I have to say something. But we keep the focus on the lighthearted, the fun, things that, like I say, bring us together. Movie and music and TV, comedy, theater. And lots of fun stuff happening in Wisconsin. I'm trying to get someone. I called someone at a cheese event today. I'm trying to get them on the show for Friday. But it's tough to get people on the phone sometimes. Like, some of these smaller events in small towns, I don't know if they check their phone that often. And I don't know if they're really interested in being on the radio. But we'll keep after them. We got a really fun week of guests this week, folks. So keep the dial right here. As usual, the phone lines are open. Always welcome to, we always welcome phone calls, text, whatever. We love it when you guys are part of the show. And we have a great one tonight. At 6:35, the Piet family will be here. Chris, Paul, and their son, Elliot. I believe Elliot, I don't know if I ever clarified this. Kim Shevchik will not be here. She is typically here with the doctors in recital, or this particular event is called On Stage for Cancer. So that's kind of what they call themselves as a group. But the Piat family are just incredible musicians, with or without Kim here. It's always better when Kim is here. But they will be here with their child, Elliot, and they are going to sing for us in studio. It's going to be fantastic. And that's at 6:35. And we'll be talking about On Stage for Cancer, which takes place very soon, I believe, in just about a week, July 31st, Thursday, July 31st. At the Riverside Ballroom here in Green Bay. And then, finally, last week we tried to connect with Rob Thomas, but we could not. But we have a lot to discuss with our pal Rob, who is a Madison-based film critic and is the CityCast Madison newsletter editor. Rob will be here at 7:20. We'll talk. I imagine we'll talk about Superman.
Do you know if he saw it?
I think he has. I looked at his reviews last week, and I have to update that. But I looked at CityCast Madison, his Substack, which you should follow at Not That Rob Thomas. Yeah. He does great movie reviews. And we'll talk to Rob. I'd be willing to bet. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Rob saw Superman.
Okay. I'm guessing he probably saw it. I'm just curious to see what he'd say because I was, editing your beats and to hear what you think. It's a little different than what I think.
You loved it.
I loved it.
Most people, I will say, love it. or really like it. It got good reviews, but I feel like some of these superhero movies, these franchise blockbuster movies, I think the critics throw them a bone. I think they're rating them on a different level because it's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. But give me some... Here's the weird thing about Superman, too, and we'll talk more about this with Rob. Wendell Pierce is a great actor. He plays Perry White, a big character in the Superman universe, the editor of the Daily Planet. Jimmy Olsen, Lois Lane. Wendell Pierce was wasted. He had like five lines in the whole movie. What was that sportscaster's deal at the Daily Planet? I didn't know what the hell he was saying half the time. He didn't have to be in the movie. Neither did the blonde with all the cleavage. They were useless characters.
I don't know. What was your reaction when you saw Bradley Cooper as
Jor-El?
As Superman's dad? Yeah.
He was fine.
I thought it was funny. I didn't expect that.
But was it supposed to be funny?
I guess. I don't know if it probably
not. Yeah, I mean, he was fine. I mean, Marlon Brando played Jor-El in the first Superman in 1979. I don't know. I there were things I really enjoyed about it. I thought Superman and Lois were great.
They were great. I think they both did a great job.
Nicholas Holt is a great actor.
I thought he did phenomenal as Lex Luthor.
He did, but it was like, it was obviously they were parody. They were kind of, the filmmakers were kind of relying on the fact that we already know Superman's story. There was very little setup needed there. Lois Lane was a little more hip, cool Lois Lane than in previous Supermans. And Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor, it was like obvious they were trying to have him be Elon Musk. And therefore, I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was just kind of, it was fine. That's my take on the movie. There were some great effects. When he shields that girl.
That was so cool.
Amazing. And the CGI is there. But what was that Jurassic Park character that came out of nowhere?
That was just a distraction, you know?
Okay, I get that, but like, okay, here's these bad people. Oh, and here's a dinosaur out of nowhere.
I thought it was pretty funny that was the whole route they went with trying to distract Superman to get him in there. But, you know, I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility. Like
that was great. I agree with you there.
That scene at the end when he's talking to Lex Luthor, you know, that was great. That was phenomenal.
That was great. And I love the scene where he's saying maybe the real punk rock is just being nice to people and having empathy. And loved all that. It's not like there aren't good things in the movie. I don't know. I was one of my positives. It wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer. But,
you know,
lots to like there.
What I'm really sick of, every superhero film I've seen in the past 5 years, why do they try to make it a comedy movie?
Like with witty one-liners?
Yeah.
Supposedly witty one-liners, yeah.
I'm starting to get sick of it. Like, okay, I already see the joke setting up.
Right.
And then it goes, I'm like, okay, that wasn't that great.
It's like the movie is being too needy.
Yeah.
Just tell the story. But, visually, cinematically, good stuff. And it wasn't like I wasn't entertained. I've got this guy, though, again. Yesterday, I had this at F1 3 weeks ago, and I had this guy. Oh, no. Oh, no. The guy in the crowd that feels like he has to provide commentary. It might have been the same guy. Because when we were at Jurassic World Rebirth, my wife and I 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was a week ago, there was a dinosaur, and the girl's following the dinosaur. And he goes, oh, and then this huge dinosaur comes up surprising. He goes, an even bigger one. It's like, we're watching the same movie you are, buddy.
Oh, it was a guy in the movie crowd?
Yeah, he's doing color commentary. Shut up.
That's terrible.
It's awful.
I had a guy next to me that just was laughing the whole film at Superman.
Superman?
Yeah.
Really?
Anytime there was something funny, he had a really bad laugh, too. Just super loud. And I was like, okay, come on.
And the lines, like, in those big blockbusters, it's not like the lines are hilarious. They're kind of like, okay, a little bit of comedic relief. I don't know.
Well, and he did the oohs and ahs, too, like, because he had a full Superman getup on.
He went to the movie in a Superman outfit?
Like, it was like Superman pajamas.
Oh, that's funny. And a little strange. I had this, I watched this reel. I've been really into reels on Instagram, and it was a clip of, maybe you've seen this one. The caption was like, when you spend $20 on a firefighter's costume and then something happens at the party where actual firefighters have to come in. So they show this guy in this like wussy fireman costume as actual manly firefighters are walking by and he just looks at the camera. So funny. But that's what that reminds me of. Like, I don't know why I don't know. I guess, you know, you wear your Packers hat to a Packer game. Why not put on a Superman costume when you go see Superman? Whatever makes it fun. That's totally fine.
That's awesome.
So it's great to be back here, folks. I'm so happy it's Monday. We get to talk movies and let us know what you've seen. As usual, you're welcome to text in, call in. Let us know if you've seen any of the summer movies. It's always fun to get a dialogue going. If you are joining us on the radio tonight, that's fantastic. We are on statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. So if you're tuning in on the radio, that's outstanding. If you're listening on the app, that's great. You can also stream or watch the radio on Facebook, X, or YouTube, and give us a like or a follow while you're there. We'd love to get, we'd love to be recognized. And that's what we're supposed to do, is ask for social media relevance. Did you like the show? Have you liked the show?
Of course.
I'm pretty sure I have, but how weird would that be if I haven't?
If both of us didn't like the
show. If I'm not following my own show. I think I am, though, because I get Amanda's updates. Our incredible social media person, Amanda Nimmer, here. But I do have thoughts on social media. I'm amazed. This is so crazy, the age we live in. Like, Miley Cyrus has kind of a grinding voice. She kind of talks like this, you know. Some guy, and my daughter showed this to me, put her voice saying something, and then some guy on a toilet in a restroom with his gas matching her cadence and her voice. I was more laughing because I couldn't believe somebody did this. Like, somebody's watching Miley Cyrus in an interview and goes, you know what? That sounds like when I have gas. I'm going to record myself and put it to the... They're not getting paid to do that. And part of me loves that there are people that are willing to do these things to make us laugh. And I don't just mean bad fart jokes, but like on social media, they'll post stuff and it's like, oh, that's really funny. And they're not comedy writers. They just did a funny thing and it's out there for the world to see.
You know, there's something similar on TikTok. There's this guy who plays these games, like TikTok games.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you have to say this word. And if it matches, because it's like the accents or whatever. He does it with his farts. And he gets like, he does it like every day. He gets like 30,000 likes.
Of course he does.
So he's making bank farting on camera.
I just don't understand people sometimes. This is where we're at, though.
Whatever pays the bills.
And, you know, frankly, anybody can put something really funny on social media with a caption. I don't know if they could do it full time or they'd be comedy writers, but maybe some of these people do that. But typically, I think it's probably like a one-off, like a guy has a really funny idea and he does it, or a girl, and it's hilarious. And they get a ton of likes. But what do you follow that up with? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of out. Once I go to the bathroom for the day, I've got no more material. What do I do? But that was really strange. And I was almost embarrassed laughing at it in front of my daughter because she showed this to me and I felt like I should have been the more mature person here. But I literally had tears coming out of my eyes. And I only hope, after watching that, Miley Cyrus had an opportunity to see what this guy did with her voice. It was very funny. Let's see. So we talked Superman. I've got, I'm watching the new show, the new Bosch spinoff, which is the second or third. I think it's the second spinoff, called Ballard. Maggie Q plays Renee Ballard, kind of a female version of Bosch. And I don't love her acting. But the show is well written. Aesthetically, it looks really cool. So I'm on, I think I got through 6 episodes over the weekend because it was too beautiful. I didn't want to go outside. And and it's pretty good. I think I would recommend it so far.
Did you watch any of the new streaming movies?
What is there? I can't even remember what I watched now.
After the break, I'll tell you about the couple I've watched.
Okay.
They're both Prime movies, Head of State, which with John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also watched Deep Cover, which is about improv comics.
I've seen that. I haven't
you
seen
watched
that. No. Sorry. I saw that, and I saw the one, Heads of State. I got to tell you, I have no desire to see it. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about that when we come back. And I watched a movie called Amongst the Wolves, which is a film set in Ireland, and a kid who gets in trouble with gangsters has a homeless vet come to his aid in defending him against these gangsters. It was pretty good. I paid $6 for it. I would give it a 3 out of 4 stars. Good Sunday night. Good old-fashioned Sunday night entertainment. A little movie watching. All right. Hey, great to have you with me, folks. We didn't do the question of the night, Conrad.
Oh, we need to get to that.
I totally blame Conrad for that. We're going to do the question of the night right when we get back, and it involves nudity. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Monday here at Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. Welcome back. A little out of sorts. We had a long weekend, too. We didn't do a show on Friday, so that was kind of strange.
Did you do anything fun on Friday?
I did, and I'll tell you about it right after we get to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
It's National Nude Day. Nude Day. National Nude Day. If you were to go streaking, ladies and gentlemen, what event would you choose to streak at? It's National Nude Day. If you were to go streaking, what event would you choose? I think I would say a conclave.
You know, I'm going to go. This brings me back to something that we.
The old streaking days?
So it was an event that we found last year. It's a nude cruise.
We found that event? Or are you just like.
We talked about it last year.
Oh, we probably did. Okay, I thought you meant like we like did a remote from a nude cruise or something.
That is a perfect forgetting. Yes, we need to do that.
Depending on the attendees, yeah. So it's National Nude Day. If you were to go streaking, what event would you choose? 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app or on the stream. If you're watching Nightlight on Facebook, Twitter, X, or YouTube. I say a conclave, but there are a lot of different events. Typically when people streak, just to give all the priests something to like distract them. Like I want Father John. Wait, what was that? don't streaking at a nude beach defeats the purpose. A quilting club. Typically, it's sporting events. And I always say, you know, people used to get outraged. I remember when it would happen if my parents had people over, it was a Super Bowl party. That's awful. Why do people get so freaked out by nudity? I mean, I know the typically the guy, it's always a guy. There's a woman streaking.
You know, I feel like it's become pretty regular in movies now.
What? Streaking in movies?
Just nudity.
Oh, nudity. Well, yeah. Well, sure. Yeah. And I get like, to me, I don't, I think the person's a little off if they're willing to do that and get arrested, but.
And it's like a $10,000 fine or something.
Is it that much?
Yeah. It's something around there and you get banned for life from the stadiums.
I don't know. We got some social media. We always post the question of the day on social media, folks. So if you're on Facebook, you can respond earlier or throughout the day, too. Mike Desitel says on social media, graduation at the school for the blind. Okay.
I mean, yeah, that works.
It's a good way to hide your shame. Vince Moranto, comedian Vince Moranto, says any polar bear club event, then I'd have an excuse. It's still streaking, though. You don't do the polar bear thing naked. You wear a suit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you'd want to be naked at a polar bear event.
So what does... My answer, is that okay? At a nude cruise.
At a nude cruise. Well, streaking, I guess, just means you'd be running naked. So sure.
I feel like a nude cruise doesn't just have people naked all the time. So, like...
What are they? They have, like, naked hours or naked happy hour or something?
It's like 6 to 12 is the naked
hour. 6
hours.
To 12 is the nude hour?
After dinner. So they don't just have a bunch of naked people
bloated.
At dinner.
You're not putting your best foot forward if you eat a big meal and then go nude. Yeah, I don't know. That's a weird one. I don't understand streaking. I don't think I would ever... Well, I know I would never streak. But, like, if you were at a Brewer game and your buddies gave you a couple $100, would you run out and...
No. Because that wouldn't even...
Cover the fine.
Yeah. And I don't want to get banned for life from... Because I love going to Miller Park.
They would ban you for life?
Yeah.
Is that right? Wow.
I think, actually, a good one would be a movie theater. Because it's dark in there.
That defeats the purpose.
You get you just get to see a little bit because the light from the screen.
Right, that's true. Leave something to the imagination.
Do it during the ads. So the lights are still on.
Look, I'd love to watch a streaker during the previews. Actually, I don't mind previews.
Remember how you talked about how they were adding, you know, more ads to the.
Yeah, AMC.
Did that. I feel like they did it to Marcus, too, because.
Oh, really?
The movie started at 4 and. It didn't even start actually until 4:30.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a long time to make people sit through.
There was like 6 trailers and a couple like Kia ones too.
And it obviously, the weird thing is like, you know, sometimes like my wife and I, like we'll go to a movie and it's like, oh, we're going to be late. No, they got all those previews. Well, then we show up. That's the one day they didn't have all the previews and I missed the first 5 minutes of the movie, right? So that's kind of a drag. So that's our question, folks. Be part of the show. Text us, call us, let us know. We've got a great, I love the Piatt family. They're coming in at 6:35 to talk about On Stage for Cancer. They're going to perform live in the studio. They're outstanding. I got Rob Thomas at 7:20 talking movies. We got a great question. So join the fun and let us know, what you think. Bridget from the 818 says, great show, Pete. You always make me laugh and have great information. No thanks to streaking, but for someone else, UW-Madison football game during the jump around. Well done, Bridget. That's a great one. Nothing could ruin jump around, though. Even if some horrible person is streaking. Civic Media's Corey Hartman says, at EAA on the tarmac, obviously.
That's great.
I think a little streaking could help the EAA. Well, it doesn't really need the help, but...
While the Blue Angels are in the air.
Really? I dare you to look away. Lee from DePere, he's in the 920, says, streaking, coming out of the corn at the Field of Dreams. There you go. Oh, this is good. We're going to have fun with this. All right, folks, let us know. Where would you streak? It's National New Day. It's also National Tape Measure Day. You could put a tape measure to good use with a streaker. Let's be honest. All right. The Piatt family is coming up next. We're going to talk about On Stage for Cancer, folks. Lots going on here tonight. Great to have you with me. A beautiful Monday in the state of Wisconsin. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight, and you have got the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Now for some sunscreen advice. Skin cancer remains the most commonly diagnosed cancer in the U.S., so soaking up those rays comes with some serious risks. Dr. Janine Downey is a board-certified dermatologist and director of Image Dermatology in New Jersey. She has some advice on what kind of sunscreen to buy.
You need to wear an SPF of 30 or above, and an SPF of 30 gives you about 97% protection from the sun's rays, and then an SPF of 45 gives you about 98% protection from the sun's rays. And after that, it all kind of starts to level out, so you don't necessarily need an SPF of 100.
Andrea Gibson, a celebrated poet and performance artist who explored gender identity, politics, and their four-year battle with terminal ovarian cancer, died Monday at age 49. Gibson's death was announced on social media by their wife, Megan Fawley. Gibson and Fawley are the main subjects of the documentary Come See Me in the Good Light, scheduled to air this fall on Apple TV+. This is ABC News.
The Brewers add more players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have wrapped up their picks in the Major League Baseball draft. Milwaukee adding 22 new players to the organization, 8 position players, and 14 pitchers. The All-Star game is tonight in Atlanta. The Brewers' Freddy Peralta there along with closer Trevor McGill.
I'm pretty fired up, that's for damn sure. Just happy to be around this clubhouse, you know, and great group of guys to enjoy this with. That's for damn sure.
I asked rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski what was his favorite All-Star game to watch growing up. The Miz says it was the one he saw in person back in 2012 in his hometown at the age of 10.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the one in Kansas City. What, that would have been 12? 12, there you go. I remember going to that and seeing that, and I thought it was the coolest thing that all the big stars were in one place. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office remains financially healthy thanks to The Man of Steel. Superman was the top dog, to no one's surprise, pulling in $122 million domestically over the weekend and almost another $100 million from overseas. Here at home, that's the third biggest opening of the year. The news was good for DC Comics as director James Gunn is also the co-head of the whole operation, so they needed this to be a winner. Rounding out the top five were all big-time blockbuster-esque films. Jurassic World Rebirth was the top dog last week and came in second place with $40 million big ones. In its third week of release, F1 delivered $13 million at the box office. And rounding out the fourth and fifth place were kid flicks How to Train Your Dragon, which came in with close to $8 million, and Pixar's Elio, which came in with just under $4 million. Superman is expected to top the charts again next week, as there will be no real competition until the Fantastic Four, First Steps, hits the big screen July 25th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and humid today. Our high right around 88 this afternoon. Tonight it'll be clear and muggy. Our low down to around 70. Tomorrow partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 70.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Stanley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, Mike Schmidt. Then local rock duo, 7,000 Apart, joins me to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. Con, you got to help me disseminate like these texts. Somebody mentioned Superman, but did a political thing with it. So I don't know if that was meant for Maggie or us.
Yeah, that might.
Might be for Maggie.
That might be for Maggie's show. Right.
So, but Mark did. I don't know. Let me know. Mark did text back. Mark from Prairie to Sex says, Crypto's the dog, right?
Crypto is the, yeah. Okay. Yep.
And a bad dog, I might add.
Yes,
Crypto's behavior in the opening segment reminded me of my dog's behavior when he came back from a foster after I had gotten out of the hospital in 2013 with a chest tube and collection box strapped to my side. Oh, God. I was glad to see him, too, but I needed to rest him a bit to avoid him snagging as he was super glad to see me. Once HD figured it out, he gentled down. I only understood about two of those words, I have to be honest, Mark. HD?
Maybe that's the...
That's what he calls his dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going it was supposed to be a he, because D and E are quite close on the keyboard.
But he put him capped, Chris. That's what I don't get.
Oh, then I don't get
it. Yeah, all right. Mark, we got the gist of it, but you're welcome to elaborate, and it's great to hear from you, as always. Our question of the night is, it is National Nude Day. If you went streaking, where would it be? Where would you go? And let's be honest, streaking is on all of our bucket lists. Right?
No.
Conrad? You know what? I'm losing it because I totally forgot I was going to do a gag. When we opened the show and did the question, I was going to have us be shirtless and everyone would think we were naked. So now I just...
Now Conrad is just disappointed.
It's Monday.
And Why did you have to do that?
I know. Well, we could also do that. We're naked from the waist down, but then we can't really... All right, enough nude talk. We've got some phenomenal talent in the studio helping us celebrate National Nude Day, National Tape Measure Day, a weird day. Who came up with that? That's what I want to know.
Okay, but why are we putting it on the same day as National Nude Day?
Well, that's what I
Let's
said
really
before the
get
break.
Into this.
You could no, put the tape measure. No. Let's not go there.
If okay, a guy okay. shows up at a nude beach with a tape measure, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Okay?
Maybe even two red flags.
Don't make everybody self-conscious. All right. So the voices you're hearing, folks, are in the studio. It's the Piatt family. Chris, Paul, and their son, Elliot.
Yep.
Nice to meet you, Elliot.
Good to meet you.
Thank you for being here. And yeah, no problem. Would you have brought Elliot anyway if Kim couldn't make it? Kim
yes.
Shevchik is not here this time. She's yep. usually with you guys. Okay, that's yep. good. And then for moral support, Elliot's girlfriend is here. What is your name again?
Tess,
she is here. Do not, if you're watching in the stream, do not put pressure on Tess to say anything because she's not, she's here strictly for moral support. Do you feel supported, Elliot?
I do.
Okay. It's great to have you guys here. So before we get into this event, On Stage for Cancer, which is just around the corner, tell us a little bit, for those who might be unfamiliar, tell us about your family and your connection to music.
Well, I am a music teacher, so music has always been a big part of my life. And while I was in college is when I met Paul. I met him in school when he was in school for music, and we kind of started playing together at that point 30-some years ago.
Wow.
We don't have to put a number on it, do we?
Do you still like to hear each other sing? That's the big question, since you're yes. both music. All right,
honestly, my favorite thing to do yet is to play and sing Mass with my wife.
Wow, that's very nice. Okay, Catholic Mass?
Mm-hmm.
All right, very nice.
Yeah, and so we have two boys. Okay. Ian's at work, and we've got Elliot, and they're both singers. Elliot plays violin and mandolin, and Ian is a bass player.
Nice.
So it's kind of all around.
Did you get them started early? Like, did you know, like, you know, it's different with music in sports. Like, if you force your kid to play sports, I don't think that's great. But forcing kids to learn music is something, no one ever regrets that.
So I think, and you'd have to.
Oh, yes. Maybe terrible.
Maybe you can. The two-a-days.
The two-a-days.
Well, I think it's different when your parents are musicians.
Yeah.
Because I think that our house was always full of music and, you know, just performing and doing things. And I think that they just took that for granted. Like, okay. That's just what everyone's house was.
Yeah, it was very strange to see, like, other families and know that they didn't talk about time signatures and
oh wow
stuff like that, chord progressions.
Jeez, oh that's great. All right, so you guys are going to perform something right after we talk about On Stage for Cancer. But we have a phone call. Is
yeah,
it for the Piazza?
It's Mark from the SAC.
Oh, all right. Oh. Well, you guys okay if we take a quick phone call? We need clarification.
Yes,
all right,
we do.
Yes.
Mark, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Yeah, I was just trying to. You know, when he said HD monitors, they spell corrected me. That was he when he settled down. But my dog was, he came back from being fostered when I got out of the hospital there in 23 there, and he was just super psyched to see me. And here I have this you know collection box on my side with a chest tube in me, and he was just jumping all over the place, just like Crypto was in the movie, and that I just had to you know kind of. I kept on kind of twisting my body, you know, to the side that didn't have the chest tube in me. But once he kind of figured out that he's got to settle down a little bit, you know, he gentled down because he's sitting right next to me right now. But he is, you know, he's big old yellow lab, and he
labs are great.
But he was glad, super glad to see me. That you know, like the last time he came back from foster, he was just you know that I didn't have the same equipment stuck to me that time, but. I mean that it just kind of reminded the dog once the dog figures it out,
and, yeah.
Then he hauled him back to the. You know, I won't go on from there, but it is just it's a great movie, and I just am enjoying the fact that Meg is melting down over it because this is a too politically woke. Because I mean, you saw the same woke thing in the whole Supergirl series, where it was about aliens and the reaction to them, and
You know, Superman, I think I have to. I think I have to educate myself more on Supergirl and that kind of stuff. And I had no idea they were melting down. I didn't really see much that was political about the movie. I just thought it was a fun movie. But, Mark, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, brother.
And take care of that dog. He sounds like a great dog, even if he doesn't have superpowers.
He doesn't have superpowers, right. And he sometimes chomps the pheasants when I go hunting with them. But that's okay.
That's outstanding. Thanks, thank you,
guys.
Buddy. Have a great night. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's Mark from Prairies. It's funny, every once in a while I will call or I'll ask somebody to clarify and they immediately call and do so. I love it.
Does your wife do that when you need something?
At home?
Yeah.
We usually only talk on the phone when we're at home. I'll be downstairs. No, of course she does. It's great to have you guys here. The Piat family is here, Paul, Chris, and their son, Elliot. And we're talking about On Stage for Cancer. Okay, so this event is so great. It takes place July 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. That is a conflict with Nightlight, by the way, so we'll have to work something out there.
I think we should do like a live stream with you, like either that night or during dress rehearsal.
That would be really cool because Kim did that once.
Yes.
Let's talk. I love that idea.
So I think we should
help each other
out.
That would be fantastic. And I was totally kidding, obviously, but that would be fun. So we've got all right. So and Dennis Peters, who has a connection to this station, he was on the former morning show here quite a bit. I've never met Dennis. I've never heard a bad thing about this guy. He sounds immensely talented and like such a great guy. And I know that I had heard that he had cancer. So do all the proceeds go to one person or do you take a collection and it is dispensed somehow? How does that work?
Right now, we have a thriver because a lot of times you get diagnosed with cancer and you hear the word cancer and especially stage 4 cancer and you think it's over. But there are so many ways that you can still continue to live and continue to thrive with cancer. And so we don't call people, you know, survivors or cancer patients. There are cancer thrivers.
That's really,
and
I like that.
We designate a thriver to be our main thriver for the year. And we have one event per year. This year it's at the Riverside Ballroom on the 31st. And Dennis is the thriver. So our proceeds will go to Dennis.
I love that. So
yes.
Does it bother you that people that you have to do fundraisers for people? Like, don't you think?
Well,
I feel like they get screwed over.
Here's the sad part. Yes. First of all, we all know too many people that have cancer.
Yeah.
Right. But On Stage for Cancer focuses on musicians and small business owners who generally aren't really cared for by the normal means of the healthcare community.
Right.
Like insurance, we think about you go to work and one of the questions you always ask is, but what are my benefits?
Right.
What does my insurance look like? And sadly, it is not equal for everyone.
No, it's not.
And music is important. The arts are important. And if that's your livelihood and you get sacked with cancer, what do you do? Because you can't perform or you can't perform to the level that you had been. And then how do you pay these bills to be able to survive? So that's really what drove Kim and I to start On Stage for Cancer, is to really support the people who need the support so that they can continue to thrive through it, continue to live their best life, do what they love, and enrich the world by doing it.
That is a fantastic answer, and I think that should segue us into a song. What do you guys think?
Sure.
I like it.
What do you have planned?
We're going to do Fields of Gold by Sting.
Oh, my God. I love that song. Conrad, hit record. We're going to sell this on the black market. This is honestly one of my favorite songs. All right. We've got Chris and Paul Piet and their son Elliot performing Fields of Gold here on Nightlight. Take it away.
You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You'll forget the sun in its jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of barley. His arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? We'll forget the sun in its jealous sky as we lie in fields of gold. See the west wind move like a lover's soul upon the fields of barley. Feel her body rise as you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. Promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left, we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold. Many years have passed since those summer days among the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down among the fields of gold. You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You can't tell the sun in his jealous sky that we walked in fields of gold. Yeah, we walked in fields of gold.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center. Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center. We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Peach Waba, this is Nightlight. So good to have you with me. It is finally Monday, and we get to talk about the things we love once again. The long, brutal weekend is over. So great having the Piat family here in studio. Rob Thomas is coming up at 7:20. We'll talk movies. He's a Madison film critic. And our question of the night is, it's National Nude Day. If you had to streak, where would you streak? Let us know. That's our question, 855-752-4842. You can call in, text in, or text us. Let us know on the stream, however you're night lighting tonight. It will be great to hear from you. So the Piats are here, Chris, Paul, and their son, Elliot. We just heard the song Fields of Gold. You took us to break. It was just absolutely beautiful. How long does it take to play the mandolin, to learn how to play the mandolin?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
Yeah,
it seems little, complicated.
That's a little weird for me. I played violin when I was, when did I start? When I was 10?
Nine, ten years old.
I started that. I played through high school, and then I kind of got sick of it a little bit. I was like, it's a little too classical for me.
Okay.
So I was like, what about mandolin? It's the same. It's all the same strings. So I know, like, I know where my fingers are supposed to go.
I know where my fingers are supposed to go too. But
sometimes they don't
work.
Sometimes they don't listen. Yeah, no, that's for sure. But yeah, I picked this instrument up, what, like 3-ish months ago, maybe?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like 3 months ago, so I'm not super good yet.
But. More complicated than the guitar, I would assume, right?
I can't play that instrument.
Okay.
Yeah. To me, it's less, but that's, I have like 9 years of violin, so yeah. It's easier for me. It's unfair.
Chris, Paul, and Elliot, the Piat family, are here talking about On Stage for Cancer, this great event that's happening from 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday, Thursday, July 31st at the Riverside Ballroom. And proceeds this year will go to Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, who has a relationship here with WGBW and WISS. Like I said, I've not met Dennis, but I hear he's just a great guy. And I'm so glad you guys are doing this and that On Stage for Cancer exists. You started this with Kim,
mm-hmm.
and you guys also do Doctors in Recital in January. That's a charitable concert you guys put on. How can people find out more information about the event and just what you guys do in general with On Stage for Cancer?
Yes. So if you go to our website, which is onstage4cancer.org, we have all sorts of information on there. You can follow us on Facebook. We keep up to date on Facebook. We have on our website, there's ways to donate to Dennis. Just, you know, donating cash, you can order.
Even if you're not going. Nice.
You can donate cash. You can bid on auction items. On the 17th, we have an online auction that will go live. So you can bid. You don't have to be at the event. You can bid on any of those things.
Wow, nice.
We just, hot off the presses, added three tables. We were sold out, and we were able to add three tables. So right now, you can get there from our website, onstage4cancer.org. You can buy a table. So tables, we're selling them by the table. They're $500 a table, which is $62.50 a ticket.
Okay.
Which includes dinner and then the night of entertainment. We'll have a full concert for you.
They also said it's a variety show.
It is.
Is there other stuff besides just music? Are there jugglers or comedians? Or what are we looking at?
Mostly
here?
I could try.
Yeah. Well, there may be funny moments. No. I think the coolest thing that we offer is that we will have an artist painting live to the music.
Okay.
And we will be auctioning off her painting.
Oh, very nice.
For Dennis.
Okay.
So it should be pretty cool. And she does really intricate work and neat things. Like she'll incorporate music into the painting, like actual sheet music.
Oh, wow.
So it's
cool.
It's very cool.
So is this sold out so early because Dennis Peters is such a swell guy and a lot of people around here know him? Or is it just this event just go over gangbusters every year?
Well, we were about halfway sold out before we announced Dennis was.
Okay.
Dennis was our recipient. So I'm sure there's a lot of people coming to support Dennis, and there's so many people that want to support him. And so we're just really encouraging people to donate online. We're also selling live stream tickets for $20.
Oh, nice.
Because we sold out so quickly, though we still have three tables. Go buy one. so for $20, you can be there with us from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
I mean, pantsless. We talked about that before. So if you choose to do that.
Is there any other way to be at home? Honestly, let's just. I mean,
there it is. There
those of us who have kids, we have to work around that. But
and you don't have to pay extra for it. Just $20.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to watch
the whole thing. Your son, Elliot, is here. He just performed Fields of Gold. It was great. So you're at UWSP.
Yes.
So what do you hope to do? What do you want to do with music? Are you going to follow in the footsteps of your parents? Are you in a band? Like, what's your game plan?
Really, I could really go for anything. But my main, like if I were to pick anything, I would do, I would write music for Broadway. So I would want to write shows. Stuff like that. I did a lot of theater in high school. I know. But
what was that little head fake? Not proud of your time on the stage?
He's just not a fan of self-glossing.
Okay.
That's all.
I sense that. That's very admirable.
But yeah, it's a lot of good memories. So I thought I don't know if I would want to be a performer, but doing something more behind the scenes would be fun. And since I love music so much, that would be a good, like, it would be a good little area for me.
That's great. What do you guys, when you're at home, do you play just socially? Like, how often do you just break out the guitars at home and all sing together?
Paul probably plays daily.
I play all the time. It's something I don't know, it's like an addiction almost. It's like, that's how I unwind. Like,
that's a healthy addiction.
Like, in the mornings, a cup of coffee at the kitchen table, I can lose 45 minutes of my life really
wow.
fast, just farting around and playing. But we play and sing at church often. Sometimes we will play and sing just for fun. Honestly, with the kids where they're at right now, so busy, it's hard to find time for us to do it all together anymore.
That's great.
But
That's great. It's great to have you guys here. Such a talented family. We're going to do intermission here and come back for Act Two. We'll have a few more minutes with the Piat family, the amazingly talented Piat family. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Rob Thomas coming up at 7:20. Answer our question of the night. Be part of the show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to move ahead with its plans to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education with the three liberal justices in dissent. The court paused an order from a judge who had reversed the layoffs and questioned the broader plan. ABC's Arthur Jones II.
Secretary McMahon wants to return education back to the states. This is just the first step in doing that. By reducing the agency and the workforce, it gives more power to the states and it gives less power to the government.
President Trump threatening tariffs against Russia if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't worked out within the next 50 days. He has also announced an agreement so that the U.S. can send weapons to Ukraine through NATO, which will be footing the bill, the White House says. The CEO of NVIDIA writing on X that the government has approved the company to start shipping its powerful chips used for AI computing now to China. This is ABC News.
We bring the